The last performer we're going to feature today is a young pianist from Minnesota. Appearing on a program we taped during the spring of the year 2000, this is the then 18-year-old Greg Anderson performing the toccata from Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin. Old playing Ravel, the toccata from Le Tombeau de Couperin. Great performance, Greg. Really exciting.
Thank you.
I know it's a really hard piece, too. How long did it take for you to learn that one?
Well, actually, I began it a month ago and performed it in a week after that.
I'm sorry, you started it and a week later you played it.
Exactly. I practiced actually the piece so much that week that my fingers became bruised and I couldn't even play forte for the actual concert because it hurt so badly.
I'm sorry, back up a second. You learned it in a week.
Well, I don't know, I enjoy the challenge. It was an exciting week. I practiced a lot. Had fun.
Wow. What was the hurry?
I no reason. I just like the challenge.
Here you are. You have a concert in a week, and you think, what could I learn? The Happy Farmer? No. one of the Bach two-part inventions? No. Oh, I know. What about the hardest piece that Ravel ever wrote for piano? Oh, that's what I'll do. Okay. You are a sick man. I'm so jealous.
Humbling, Christopher?
Slightly. And where, Joanne, does a nose-to-the-grindstone, mega-talented pianist like that end up?
Juilliard.
In their incredibly competitive piano department, of course. He went on to do his master's at Juilliard, too. And after all that, do you think he's learned to relax, to perhaps pace himself better?
Somehow I doubt it.
Of course not. When I caught up with him last week, which was difficult to do, here's what he said when I asked him to tell me what was on his plate.
Oh, wow. Everything is, and it's quite wonderful, too. Mm-hmm. Presently, I've been actually doing a lot of composing, mm-hmm. And I'm composing a fantasy on themes from Star Wars. I've been asked to replace John Williams here at Juilliard, who was originally supposed to compose, but was too busy. That's going to be in Alice Tilly Hall.
Okay, and what are you doing the next day?
my graduation recital.
I'm sorry.
My master's degree.
Oh, not busy enough for you? Okay. And you've got another big commission too. Also.
Yeah, I was asked to compose for the Five Brown piano team. So I've got that, you know, impending right afterward. I think it's wonderful though.
Greg, in the 6 years since we've had you on the show, you're still a workaholic.
Well, I don't really see it as work. If I think I were to ask you the same question, I don't know if you would call it work either.
No, I know. You're absolutely right, and I'm just ribbing you about it, but it is funny. It is funny that old habits die hard, and it's all really incredibly exciting stuff that you're doing. It's amazing. I can't wait to hear the Star Wars theme. You know, there are a bunch of Trekkie piano buffs, I'm sure, that will not only want to hear it but play it too. So
I just hope that the diehard fans aren't offended by, you know, where I've diverted from the themes and gone my own way.
Well, I'm sure you'll do a great job, and as long as you and I, you know, don't perform it someday with me dressed as Jabba the Hutt and you dressed as Jar Jar Binks, I think we'll be all right. And now you're finishing up your master's at Juilliard. You were there for undergrad as well?
Yes. So this is actually my sixth year.
So have you liked it there?
Yes, absolutely. It's that energy that was so exciting about the school. You know, everybody was so passionate about what they were doing. You know, you just find that to be so inspiring, and you kind of feed off of that, mm-hmm. Which I loved. Additionally, my class of pianists were just like all best friends.
Wow.
And there were 15 of us in undergrad, and we spent, you know, all of our time going to classes together and ended up eating together and going and partying and dancing together.
Nice. God, pianists getting along together. Wow. Dogs and cats.
I know that it's changed.
It is. It's quite a change since my day, I'm telling you. And so, listen, this is a first for a From the Top alumnus. You got to be on MTV.
Yeah.
How?
What was that? How?
How, yeah.
How? There was a sign up to sit in the audience of Total Request Live at Juilliard. Mm-hmm. And my friend signed me up. Very much against my will. I was terrified they might, you know, ask me some question about, you know, popular culture that I just had no clue about and would look like this fool on MTV.
There aren't enough fools on MTV.
And I went there and they plucked me from the audience, interviewed me, and then asked me to be on the show dealing with the Harry Potter movies and Dan Radcliffe and Emma Watson from the movies, Harry and Hermione. We're on the show.
This is great.
But I ended up winning all these trips, and they sent me to London a couple times, and then I interned on the sets, and they filmed me interning and put that all on MTV.
Oh my God! You were actually directing a couple of minutes of the Harry Potter
movie.
Yes,
they handed me a microphone and told me what to say. I can't take full credit, but
quite right.
I kind of worked with the props and with the actors, with the sets, the costumes, the art department, the visual effects. did I say animals? I forget.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
So they had me just kind of being an all-around guy, just kind of getting a feel for how a movie is created.
Not only filling in for John Williams, but, you know, interning on a Harry Potter movie. I mean, the Williams Commission, Harry Potter, apparently positive random things like that happen to you? I mean, is this something recent, or is this something that you think goes through your whole life?
I think it's some weird phenomenon in my life. It actually wasn't the first trip I won. Kind of sweepstakes prize. My grandma, when I was younger, watched a Saturday morning cartoon show and sent in my name and under some sweepstakes prize, and my family won a trip to Austria off
wow.
that.
Fantastic. So it
it's
is a
great
pattern.
Stuff.
It is a pattern. And we owe it to your positive energy. I'm positive of that. I would wish you good luck, Greg, but I don't think you need it. But I wish you all best wishes, and it was really, really great hanging
well,
out with you,
so
again.
Much.
And best of luck with all these things, I'm just so happy for you. It's just fantastic.
Well, thanks. It's great to be on the show, and take care of yourself.
All right, you too. What do you say, Joanne? Should we go out hearing a little of Greg's new Star Wars piece for two pianos?
Let it rip.
All right, you're going to like this. This is Greg Anderson's Star Wars fantasy, inspired, of course, by the music of John Williams. He subtitled the piece Four Impressions for Two Pianos, and we're going to hear the first impression. Joining Greg here is his piano duo partner, Elizabeth Joy Rowe. Hope you've all enjoyed today's Where Are They Now show. I'm Christopher O'Reilly.
And I'm Joanne Robinson.
Please join us next week when we take it from the top.
Today's Where Are They Now episode of From the Top is written and produced by Tim Banker with Tom Vagley. Original material co-produced by Scott Schillen and recorded by Sound Mirror Boston. The executive producers are Gerald Slavin and Jennifer Hurley Wales. From the Top is made possible in part by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Our program is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. For more information about this program and our educational activities, visit fromthetop.org.